Royal Winnipeg Ballet Artistic Director Andre Lewis joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream.
Fantastic. You're going to be back in Banff with the Royal Winnipeg Ballet presenting Going Home Star, Truth and Reconciliation, Saturday, March 26th at the Banff Centre's Eric Harvey Theatre. I think the title itself speaks to a couple of the inspirations behind the piece. First of all, Going Home Star. I understand this show is based on a story by a Canadian novelist?
Yes. Joseph Boyden. Essentially, I was approached 12 years ago by a lady called Mary Richard, who was an Indigenous lady who was also a lover of art and ballet, and had approached me to commission a new work. Unfortunately, she passed away quicker than we could manage to do the work she had hoped we would do. But she wanted to bring the two community closer together, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. About 6 years ago, I started to talk to another lady named Tina Keeper. She was on North of 60. She was an MP also, and we start talking about maybe doing something based on the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And then I approached Mark Godden, who was the choreographer, to create the concept and everything, and he approached Joseph Boyden to create a storyboard for it.
CBC News has called this the most important dance mounted by the Royal Winnipeg Ballet in its 75-year history. I mean, did you feel the weight of trying to create something really special here as this piece was coming together?
Yes. To a certain degree, I felt, because it could have gone terribly wrong, too. I mean, you're dealing with very complex cultural synergies, if you will. It's not a light subject. You want to treat it with the weight it deserves. I felt the weight of the work and the way we prepare, the smudging that we had, the discussion with some of the survivors, all of those things, it added so much to the experience, but it was fascinating.
So when you actually saw it on stage for the first time, I mean, did you think this turned out the way I hoped?
Absolutely, yes, and better. Obviously, I wanted to bring a message of truth, but also of reconciliation. And even in a microcosm, the creative team was composed of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people working together on a project to bring about a reconciliation. And in itself, that was already a step towards reconciliation. To me, it was very powerful that way.
Something like the Truth and Reconciliation, I mean, obviously it explores a lot of really broad issues. How do you actually condense all that and turn it into a story and then put it on stage as a dance piece?
The four main characters are Charlie, Niska, who are the survivors of the residential school, and you have Gordon and Annie. And Gordon tells Annie of the stories that she's not aware of this through the eyes of Niska and Charlie. And then Gordon himself is a survivor of the residential schools. That's how Joseph and Mark put it together.
I find it interesting it's the Royal Winnipeg Ballet putting this piece together because Winnipeg has really been ground zero, I think, for a lot of high-profile stories about violence against Indigenous people. Maclean's magazine called it the most racist city in Canada, but it also seems to be ground zero for turning the page on that and tackling that racism problem head-on. Did place really play a role in the creation of this piece?
Yes, to a certain degree. Obviously, the TRC was a headquarters was here in Winnipeg. I mean, I was at the first national event and also the last one in Edmonton. Having that connection to Winnipeg certainly was helpful. Having done a work such as Ecstasy of Rita Joe was significant to the commission because we asked them for support financially and also support us as, yes, we want you to do this. I don't know why Maclean says Winnipeg is the most racist city. I have no way of knowing this myself, and I don't know how they know this or do not, but we can all do something towards making this a better country, and we felt that this would be something we could do. And everybody has their place and their abilities to help in restoring that connection and bringing about a prosperous Canada.
Royal Winnipeg Ballet is Going Home Star, Truth and Reconciliation, Saturday, March 26th at 7:30 at the Banff Centre's Eric Harvey Theatre. Special events around this also including a pre-show chat featuring Andre Lewis in conversation with Joseph Boyden, a smudging ceremony, multimedia, tobacco table, elders corner with local elders. Quite a bit going on. Visit banffcentre.ca for all the details. Andre, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.